It's 10 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. We are Nigerian for Port Harcourt. Good morning.
It's the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for joining the region's biggest conversation. My name is Enoch Bevere. It's Wednesday, 3rd August 2022. And today we will be looking at senior citizens in Rivers State, those who worked in the state civil service. For some time, we saw several protests. They were calling on the state government to pay them pension arrears and the gratuity. For those who may not know, this is a case of a person who's done a job. And when people work, the Bible says laborer is worthy of his wages, right? So when the money is at hand, in the hand of the administrator, what is required and what is expected is that the administrator pays the worker their salary, what is due them. So the pension arrears issue, you know, we'll touch on that for a bit. But now the River State government, I think it was sometime in May, announced that they will start paying the pensioners. We've been getting some very disturbing reports, and that is why we will be looking at that matter on radio this morning. The person I will be speaking with, the coordinator, he's the coordinator of River State Civil Service Pensioners. His name is Mr. Lokiati. Good morning, Mr. Lokiati. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, Eno.
All right, so let's.
Good morning, listeners.
All right, so let's start from the beginning. I think from 2017, we started hearing from pensioners that they were being owed by the River State government. Is that so?
Yeah, it's 2016, because that was when we came together.
Okay.
It was in 2016. That was when we started this struggle.
So what was the issue really at that time?
Now, the issue was that the person is retired, and after retirement, they are not going to their entitlement.
Okay.
So we begin to ask questions. And then we were told then that because of the contributory pension law, government could not pay us. So we found out that government did not play their own part. They did not keep their own part of what the contribution pension law says.
Okay.
That is that the money deducted from employees, the part of that in the government, and then the accrued benefit, all this should be in your personal account with pension fund administrators. So these monies were not there. And so even the one that we contributed, we didn't have access to it. And that's when we started asking questions, what is happening, what is happening? And then so that was the state we were for almost 4 years.
Almost 4 years.
No pensioner in the state. Yes, almost 4 years. No pensioner, no retired person in the state got his benefit. Either in the monthly pension, in gratuity, or whatever other benefit that the pensionable employment we had in government. So nobody was paid.
Okay. So we're looking at between 2016 and 2020, right?
Yes. Now before that 2016, there were persons that retired before 2015.
15, yeah.
You know, the contributory pension law took effect from July 2012. So now there were some persons that were afraid of what the contributory pension would bring to them. So they voluntarily retired. So from 2012, there are those that retired from 2012 that did not even get their benefits. Some, during the previous administration, they were paid part of their gratuity.
Okay.
And so, because there are different categories of pensioners in the state, there are the older pensioners that they retired, they have paid them their gratuity, they pay them their monthly pension, they don't have any problem. The only problem those set of pensioners have is harmonization, because it is so unfortunate that it is in the River State. There have been increases that were approved, which other states are enjoying. There was time that was 6%, there was time that was 15%, there was time that was 33%. All these increases, pensioner in the River State. So those older pensioners, they still have those issues. Harmonization, those things have not been done.
Okay.
And there's another set of pensioners in the state, those that were paid part of their gratuity. That is the TWK Elementary Administration, paid half part of gratuity, so some pensioners. Then we have those that have not received pension, and they've not received pension, they've not received gratuity. So when eventually they started paying pension, that is the history of pension arrears. Because we stayed from that time we retired. Okay, let me take myself as an example. I retired in April 2016.
Okay.
And I was placed on monthly pension in June 2019.
Whoa.
So I have 38 months. These 38 months are past pension arrears. That is how pension arrears comes into the whole of this picture.
Okay.
So now, they have been owed pension arrears, we have been owed gratuity.
Okay, so from 20... Let's take your experience as an example. So you retired in 2016, right? And you did not get your monthly payments for about 3 years.
Yeah, 38 months.
Which also meant that you did not get your gratuity in that period as well.
No.
Okay, so there was no payment at all.
There was no payment at all.
And you have several colleagues who are in that situation.
So
in 2019, what changed? Because I know there were several protests, several calls on the River State government to pay. But before that, what were they saying in all of these years? Between 2016 and 2019, what was the River State government saying?
When we came together, we started writing, making appeals, and the high point of our appeal was that contributory pension law should be amended or otherwise. That was it, because we knew that it is a contributory pension law that was standing between us and our entitlement.
Okay.
So the first stage of what we knew was that law should be amended, since governments were not ready to comply to the provisions of that law, that they should amend that law. And that law was amended, I think, in May 2019. Because all this while, the government, they were saying there was nothing they could do until that is done. So we were able to put pressure on government through our protests and appeals. And then the amended law was sent to the House of Assembly, and His Excellency, the governor of River State, signed that, I think, as well as the 1st May or so of 2019. So that was how they started paying us.
So when they started paying you in 2019, what were you paid?
I was paid only the monthly pension for that very month.
What happened to the arrears?
The arrears is standing in 30 these days.
What? What did you say, Mr. T?
The arrears, that my 8 month arrears of pension is outstanding. Okay, today they have not paid to me or any other person in the state.
I don't understand, because the River State government at that time kept saying they were not owing anyone. So where's your money?
No. That is not true, because even the announcement, when they started this process, they said payment of gratuity, pension arrears, death benefit. So those deniers then have they I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
What came of why they were denying.
Okay,
but
so
from their statement now that they are on this process, it's clearly saying that they are owing pension arrears.
Okay, so from 2019, 3 years or 38 months, as you call it, you were not paid for 38 months. Then on the 39th month, the government started paying you, but they paid you only for that month.
Only for that month.
And they've kept
that month, they've been consistent.
Okay.
They are paying the monthly pension.
But they have been silent on the 38 months you've been old, and you say you're not the only one in that category.
Yeah.
So the government eventually said they were going to pay, you say they said they were paying gratuities, pension arrears, and death benefits, right? Because some of your colleagues died before the government could start paying the money, right? Mr. Ati, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I'm there.
Okay, so some biometric exercise was carried out.
Yes.
Would you say that was easy?
Biometric exercise was carried out.
Mm. How did that go?
The biometric exercise.
Yes, how did it go?
You mean this, this one that is ongoing?
Yes, this one. No, this one.
Okay, this one, yeah. What they are doing now, it is not like I told you. There are persons that retired from 2012, even before 2012, that have been owed one balance or the other.
Okay.
So when that announcement was made, that people should come, they then said that from 2012 to June 2014.
Okay.
But, and if you were there, there were people that retired even in 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 that came there for one form of balance or the other. So the first batch that came for this verification, it was not just 2012 to 2014, from 2003 up to July 2014, they came and they've been verified, including beneficiaries of death benefits.
You said 2003.
Yeah. Yes. There are persons like that that came.
Who was the governor in
2003? I think it was Odile, because there has been no government that has not handed over some
carryover
pensioned issues to the next
administration.
Government.
Okay. So it hasn't been a smooth sailing for pensioners. That's what you're saying.
No,
retirees.
It has not been very smooth. Yes, it has not been smooth.
2003 to 2022. We're talking 19 years.
Yes, yes. There are issues. There are issues.
Okay, so
there are issues.
The biometrics. Yes. How did it go? Were you able to monitor and see what your colleagues were, you know, were going through? This current one.
I was there. And in short, the very first day that this started, it's been there. You see the crowd. The crowd was so much that we were afraid that people would collapse. But as God will have it, we were able to devise a means. We brought out canopies. The Ministry of Justice, we brought a lot of canopies. The Pensions Board and Ministry of Finance, the Office of the Head of State, tried very well. They bought chairs so that if you come, you just go there and sit down, you register your name, and then they were calling and people were going in gradually.
So no hitches.
So it was smooth.
Okay. So
yeah, it was
smooth. So after that,
we have one or two pieces left.
Okay. So so after that, we heard that checks were being released.
Yes.
But we're also hearing...
Yes. Are being released.
So, the first batch, have they captured all the people there?
No, the very first batch of persons that have been verified, I am not very sure that all of them have been given check.
Okay.
I'm not very sure. Yes, I'm not very sure. But I know, because we insisted that let this thing go gradually, let it go sequentially. If you retire 2012, they should start with you. So they checked, they started giving check to those that retired from 2012. That is how they are issuing.
All right. Mr. Lakiati.
Because we are afraid of time.
All right. Yeah? Mr. Lakiati, please stay on the line. We'll have a little break and then we continue talking.
Okay.
When I join for.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for staying tuned. We've got 28 minutes before 9 o'clock. The coordinator of River State Civil Service Pensioners, Lucky Ati, is my guest this morning. The River State government announced sometime in May that they were going to start paying gratuities, pension arrears and death benefits. We're trying to find out the updates because we've been getting certain reports from those who say their family members are affected by this directly. If you're a pensioner, do well to calling. If there's something you need to say, if there's something Mr. Ati has said that, you know, you have a different view or experience of, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. For Mr. Ati, who left service in 2016, he said he wasn't paid a dime up until 2019. And when they started paying, the River State government, that is, he was only paid for that month and he's been paid consistently from 2019 till date. But there's a 38-month backlog which hasn't been paid up. And I believe that's part of what this exercise by the state government is supposed to take care of. Ms. Ati, thank you again. So you say that many of those who have been verified in the biometric exercise that took place for retirees have collected their checks, right?
Yeah. They started collecting their checks.
But do you know if anyone has been paid, anyone has gone to cash the checks?
Yes. Because government cannot just issue check without cash backup. So every check that is issued has cash backup.
All of it?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm sure government will not issue no check to anybody. So every check that has been issued has cash backup.
There were also allegations that some people were asking for some money before they issued the checks. Did you hear about that as well?
Well, I had it. And then I think the DG Pensions Board, the Director of Pensions, those things, they have addressed it. You know, situation like rumors will always come. But we had those stories. But nobody has come forward to say, I was asked to pay this or I paid this. So we still take it as the normal rumor.
All right. Rumor from senior citizens. Okay. Mr. Ati, please stay on the line. Akira is calling. Akira, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's hear you.
Yes. Concerning this issue of the pension. It is quite unfortunate.
Akira, please put off the radio or walk away from it. We can barely hear you clearly. Go on.
I'm going to say that government on our own part is not doing well because you government is aware of the number of people involved in this retirement. But the dismantling government is giving, you want to write them about very meager. And you are discussing 15 to something that we are expecting, reaping some of up to 100 billion. How does 60 million take care of this human retirees? I just the kind of assume that people will hear, because of the election that is closed by, people will hear that the state government has begun to pay gratuity and pension. It is a scam. It's more or less a scam. They come to the office of the pension board. It's not that is going on my journey to go by. It is very, very saddening. Reason being that someone who retired in 2010 supposed to be given checks, supposed to be paid before someone who retired in 2013. But the price is the case. It has become the highest bidder or survivor of the ticket.
What does that mean?
Expect someone who has paid to be given checks to come back again to report. It's not possible. People, information is going around and people are being attended to. People are asking questions. How do they engage you? How do they give you check? And people are giving information. All this thing is in the public domain.
All right.
So the process is not followed. The due process is not followed. someone who retires before the other, people forget the benefit before the other person. All these things are not taken into account. It is how you can make your way, who you know that you can teach, so that you'll be enlisted for payment and all that. It's quite very, very unfortunate. Government should set a satellite system. Please, it's very appalling.
Thank you, Akiri. Kenneth is calling from Ajibe State. Kenneth, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Please, I wanted to ask your guest if the chair has been issued incorporates for those people that are supposed to collect for death benefits also, like just for gratuities.
All right.
Because my dad died in Zambia, and he's supposed to get his death benefit, but we've not gotten it. We want to be verified also. Hello,
Kenneth. You went to the office, right? The pensions board office.
Yes.
And
yes, exactly.
He was verified.
Yes, my elder brother was verified because he has all his documents.
So what was the next step he was told to take?
He was just after the investigation. They said that they will contact him, and that was not telling any other thing.
Since when?
Sorry.
Since when?
When the verification exercise was going on, that period was going on.
Okay, that's sometime last month. Yeah. I think the first half of last month.
Yeah, sometime
the month before.
In 2014.
Okay, all right. Ogundu from airport.
Yeah,
good morning.
Good morning to your guests in the studio. My mother and my father, they are all retirees. You know, exactly what the man has just told you about, where the arrears of pension of 38 months has not been paid to my mom. As soon as they started paying in 2019, you're just, that's only 1 month. I thank God I'm happy and the Rivers people are happy for the platform you are giving to retirees. You people will live long because you people have decided to put your shoes in the shoes of retirees. We are praying that God will bless you people and bless your station. Why are we saying this? Somebody called in the morning and you were trying to put somebody to make sure he understands. And somebody out there is saying that the Rivers State government is trying and is doing well. Our prayer is that anybody who says that there is a local adage that says, when you are judging a case, open your doors, open your windows. As you go out and you judge very well and come back, the good things of the judgment will follow you. Then when you go and you judge wrongly, the wrong things you are doing will definitely follow you. So as many that are supporting the Rivers State government, we are praying for that one day such a thing will happen to them. Thank you very much.
Mr. T?
Yes, please.
So one of the callers was asking, for those who to collect death benefits, are you aware, have they started giving them checks as well, their beneficiaries?
I am not aware that they've given checks to any beneficiary of the death benefit. But the circular says that they were going to pay pension arrears, death benefit and gratuity. And so those that have gone for verification and they've been verified, I think it will get to them. I am believing government that this is their own statement that we are going to, because they know that there are dead cases. So many persons are retired while waiting for their entitlement. They died.
You spoke to our correspondent yesterday and you used the word patience. And that for me was very telling. You said they should be patient. And I'm wondering, what does it mean?
I said we should be patient because, you know, before this time, they were deniers that they are not owing anything. And now that the process has started, and we've been told that there are releases, there will be released funds. That is where I'm calling for the patience.
All right.
That we should be patient since money has been released every month. They've released money to them for May, for June. I'm also thinking that they've released that of July. So more persons
will be accommodated.
All right. My mom retired in 2015. She's done her biometric in the first batch, but up till now, they're yet to pay her gratuity and arrears. It's like they're doing selective payments. In addition, my friend's mom said she... What? Okay. That my friend's mom that has been paid said she paid 300,000 naira. It is bad, honestly. Samuel Sendab from Port Harcourt. Mr. Ati, that's someone saying that they were told by a retiree that they had to part with 300,000 naira to get their checks or their check.
It's just like I said, I have also had these kind of stories.
Mm.
But nobody, even those of them that received the check, nobody has called me, look, I have received my check. They've not informed our heads to those of us that were in forefront of the struggle. Nobody has said, I have received the check. This is the way we are paid. Because there's also the rumor that they are paying half.
Mm.
The check.
Okay, so Mr. Ati, you haven't been able to verify any of these claims.
You know, you can make a case with government if those that are affected, because they are under no obligation to tell me what they have paid to people.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I try to ask, no, we are paying now.
No, we are paying now, we're paying does not say anything. If you say we have 5,000, if you have 5,000 verified and we have paid 3,000, then you've said something. We've paid 300, then you've said something. We are paying.
Yes.
There's no data to work with.
Yes, there is no data.
Hmm.
There is no data.
So
we are working towards that.
So you can't even...
Hold on.
So you
complain of the people.
Yes, I understand that. So you can't even say for sure how many people were verified in the first batch.
Yeah, we are working on that.
Wow. Okay.
We are working on that. Why I say we are working on that is there are persons that they were supposed to be in 2014. They are still over.
Mm.
We want a situation where the first batch, those that were invited for the first batch was so number, these are the number of persons that can. We are working on that.
Okay, because someone has a message here and is saying that it's taking eternity for people in the first batch to be issued their checks. I took part in the process for my late dad's death benefit, but till now, nothing has been done. They said they'll call or text to no avail. But information at my disposal has it that they only call or text their close relatives and issue them checks, or you have an agreement of a percentage you give to them before a check will be issued to you. This is what they do there. It is not alleged. I've been there, but I know your guests will deny it. I see insincerity on the part of the state government. I don't know what to say to this, but I'm concerned that a person who is in service is trying to fleece a person who has served a place you will get to tomorrow. You're robbing somebody of their benefits. And it's not just that it's their benefits, it's that there's inflation now. So money that someone should have collected in 2015, for example, that would have, been worth much more, is now almost worthless. And on top of that, certain people are sitting there and the allegations like this. And this person is saying it's not alleged. I've been there. Well, another message here. The pension and gratuity payments are a total scam. Ogu Ojone, you have facts. That is not telling the truth. I don't know who is not telling the truth here, but it says, my auntie paid 420K to get her 5.1 million naira check. Uche, send that in from Port Harcourt. Hold on, Mr. T. So what would I like to do is, so we have this problem of Nigerians not pushing things to get justice. Someone said they've collected their checks, they're old people, they're tired. Why would they want to make any case? But I think we must have people come out with some evidence to show who they transferred that money to. I know the state government is 20% the problem. People in charge are 80% the problem. You pay them. Before my uncle was placed on monthly pension, he paid close to 500,000 naira. Fatal Ken sent that in. The day I went for my late dad's verification, I was asked to go back that the verification is just for state retirees and not for local government retirees. When will they attend to local government retirees, or are they not entitled to the benefits? Mr. Ati, what's up with that?
The local government retirees, they are not in this, what they are doing now.
I think they will be arranging that of local government after this time. Because I have made that they are all retirees, and the new pension, state pension law, brings everybody together. So if you are doing for state retirees, also do it for local government retirees. So I think the process is on. They will call them.
Okay, fine, John. And also, since the government can pay upfront for the flyovers, it would have been nice for the governor to have made funds available so that as soon as you're verified, one gets his check. Since this is a belated payment with the low value of the Naira, it baffles me that the leader of the retirees is asking for us to have patience instead of asking for payment of those verified. Fine, John sent that in. Boyo Kingsley said, hope late Tennisbury Wagwu's family will access his gratuity, having fought tirelessly with you in this cause. Mr. T?
Yes,
okay,
I'm with you.
You know the Wagwu family? Tennisbury?
Yes, I do.
He was one of you, right?
Yes, I do.
He was one of you?
Yes.
And he's died now?
Yeah. We've appeared together in your studio.
Hmm. When did he die?
He died in July.
Last month?
Yeah, he died last month, yes.
And he hasn't been paid by the River State government?
No. He has not even been verified before his death.
Before he died. Okay. What set was he? Do you know?
Yeah?
What batch was he? 2014 batch or after 2014?
No, it was 2016.
2016. Okay.
The same year.
Okay. And I think
supposed to.
Yeah, go on.
I have not gone for verification because they are doing it batch by batch. Mm. So we are supposed to go together.
All right. Marv Kelly from HA says, how long will the River State government wait for the petty gratuity of people that have labored for the state? I think the governor used that to get the vice presidential position, but ever since he failed, he has paid deaf ears. And now, can't the state government make registration and verification online and take the details of those to be paid online and pay them? Because this middleman standing for the government may be doing more harm than good to the state government. Can't we make this thing easier for retirees? Forum is asking. Deepo, root is roots, except you're speaking another language. So, Mr. T, what is the final position now on this matter as it is today?
The final position is appealing to government to release more money.
Oh, wait. You have to
release more money.
You have to still appeal.
They are releasing to them.
Huh? You have to still appeal.
Yes.
Wow.
While I say I will still appeal, this thing has accumulated. The present administration, they have accumulated this issue of pension and gratuities up in this period. That thing has run into tens of billions of naira, close to 100 billion naira they are owing. So if they release what they are releasing, rather they say they are releasing this past 1 billion naira per month, it's not getting anywhere. They should release more money so that this money will be paid. The people have suffered. I'm using this medium to appeal to government. Let them release more money to them so that they will pay. Those that have been verified are paid. That is my appeal.
All right.
That is my appeal.
Someone is right.
Because I also want them to remember what the Holy Book says, that you should not withhold the entitlement or the benefit of anybody when it is in your position to do it. Proverbs 3:27, it is very clear. We tell this thing for so long, the money does not have value again, but now that they want to pay, let them release money, pay the people. Let them release more money and pay us. We are suffering.
All right, so a message here.
People are dying.
A message here says, after the physical verification, they said it will call them to come and take their checks. But the truth is, the person issuing the check is collecting money from retirees up to 150,000, 200,000 before giving them the check. They're not giving checks sequentially. Some who retired in 2014 have received before those who retired in 2013 because they paid money. They will not tell you the truth. Mr. T, it would be in the interest of Rivers people for you to get into this matter, find out exactly who is asking for money from retirees, who is stealing their money, who is withholding their checks, so that perhaps the Rivers State government would honorably punish and make an example of these people. I know that if we go to the government, of course, then they're not aware because nobody has come out to say, I have done this. Even, but those that have collected their checks, have they cleared the money? That's also another matter. Have they cleared their money?
I know that the check that has been issued has cash backup.
Okay.
That I know. The issue is, it is good that this thing is now on the public listening. It is not just story we are hearing here and there. It is on air. Hello?
Yes, Mr. Ati.
Yes, it is on air. And I want to advise those that are in Ministry of Finance that you recall several years ago, pensioners, they entered into the pension unit of Ministry of Finance and threw somebody through the window and that person died. So if they are there, these angry people that have suffered, and you are waiting, you are collecting money from them, you are doing whatever you are doing, they should remember that they are going to retire one day. And whatever they are doing to people now, they will receive same.
Thank you very much.
My advice to those of them that are there doing something, that they should recall that years ago, pensioners threw somebody from the pension office from first floor and the person died.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Ati, for your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll keep talking to you, hoping that you're able to talk to your colleagues so that we can get information. We can speak to those who have had to pay a bribe, who have been forced to part with money they don't even have, to get money that they worked for, money that is theirs, money that legitimately should come to them. Rogers from Port Harcourt, your guest doesn't have any facts to defend himself. He knows the level of corruption going on in the process. He's appealing to government for more, but the one released, they are negotiating with people that have served and retired for over 500K before they release their money. God is watching. That's a wrap this morning. My name is Enoch Beviri. Good morning.